Welcome to the first deep dive in our series, exploring Creating a Thriving Dental Practice Sooner by Scott Farrell.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Over the next 28 episodes,
Sweet. We're
going to unpack the strategies and insights from this book to help you build a practice that thrives both clinically and financially.
Awesome.
Today,
we're
diving into chapter one, which tackles a challenge I bet many of you listening can relate to.
Yeah.
The dentist's identity crisis.
It's a fascinating concept, isn't it?
This
idea that dentists often struggle to reconcile their clinical expertise with the demands of running a business.
Right.
The book really highlights this hidden curriculum.
Uh-huh.
You know, all those crucial business skills that dental school just doesn't equip us with.
It's almost like we graduate with a toolkit full of dental instruments.
Right.
But no instruction manual for building a successful practice.
Exactly.
The chapter opens with a story about Dr. Sarah Chen.
Okay.
A brilliant dentist who finds herself spending Sundays drowning in spreadsheets instead of enjoying time with her family.
Yeah, I can see that.
I imagine many of you have experienced a similar tug of war.
Definitely.
Between patient care and business demands.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on why this disconnect arises?
Well, the book argues that dental schools place such a heavy emphasis on technical proficiency that practical business knowledge kind of gets left by the wayside.
Yeah.
It's like being handed the keys to a Ferrari without a driver's license.
Oh, wow.
You know how to make the engine roar.
Yeah.
Navigating the road ahead feels daunting.
And it's not just about time management, is it?
No, not at all.
There's a real emotional component to this struggle.
Absolutely.
The book mentions a perfectionism trap that many dentists fall into.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What do you think about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're trained to strive for perfection in every procedure.
Right.
And that meticulousness can be a real asset in the clinical setting.
Yes.
But when applied to the business side, it can lead to analysis paralysis, procrastination, and even burnout.
Wow.
Dr. James Martinez's story about agonizing over his practice website for months.
Oh, gee.
Aiming for absolute perfection before launching it.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Really exemplifies this.
For a lot of dentists, there's also a sense of guilt.
Yeah.
Associated with prioritizing the business aspects of their practice.
Interesting.
It's like they feel they're somehow betraying their calling as healers.
Right.
By focusing on financial matters.
That makes...
What do you think about that?
This is where it becomes crucial to reframe the narrative.
Okay. Interesting.
The book emphasizes that strong business acumen isn't at odds with providing excellent patient care.
Okay.
In fact, it enables it.
I like that.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Financial stability allows you to invest in better equipment.
Makes sense.
Attract and retain a skilled team.
Sure.
And ultimately have more time and energy to dedicate to your patients.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
When you're not constantly stressed about making ends meet,
you
can bring your best self to each interaction.
So how can dentists start to bridge this gap?
Yeah, that's the question.
And find balance between their roles as clinicians and entrepreneurs?
Well, the book highlights Dr. Lisa Thompson's approach.
Okay, tell me more.
She dedicates the first hour of her workday solely to business tasks.
Okay.
Reviewing financials, tackling administrative duties, and strategizing.
Gotcha.
Then she shifts gears completely and focuses entirely on patient care for the rest of the day.
So it's all about creating those mental boundaries.
Exactly.
And compartmentalizing your time.
That's it.
This allows you to fully inhabit each role.
Yeah.
Without feeling like you're constantly compromising or neglecting one for the other.
Right. Exactly.
And delegation plays a key role in achieving this balance, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely.
The book emphasizes that delegating tasks isn't about shirking responsibility.
Right.
But rather about building a team that can support your vision.
Yes.
And free you up to focus on your core strengths.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that you don't have to be a one-person show.
I like that.
Building a strong team allows you to leverage the expertise of others.
Right.
And creates a more sustainable and scalable model for your practice.
That's a good point.
And remember, as the book aptly points out,
yes,
your practice is a business providing healthcare, not the other way around.
Interesting.
This shift in perspective can be incredibly freeing for dentists who feel trapped in that healer versus entrepreneur dichotomy.
This chapter really does a fantastic job of validating the struggles that many dentists face.
I agree.
And offering a roadmap for navigating those challenges.
Yeah, sure.
But as we move forward in this series,
yeah,
I'm particularly interested in exploring the practical strategies and systems
okay.
that can help dentists achieve this balance.
Yeah, me too.
What do you think about that?
And that's where things get really interesting.
Oh, I like that.
The book delves deep into the importance of establishing efficient systems and processes, which is something we'll be unpacking in future deep dives.
I can't wait.
But in the meantime, I'd encourage you to think about this.
Yeah.
What systems could you implement in your practice to streamline operations, reduce stress, and reclaim some of your precious time?
That's a great question to think about.
Yeah, it is.
It's interesting how the book emphasizes the financial aspect of this identity crisis.
Yeah.
Many dentists seem to struggle with the idea of profitability.
Right.
Feeling like it clashes with their oath to serve patients.
It's a common misconception that financial success and ethical patient care are mutually exclusive.
Right.
The book challenges that notion.
Yeah.
Arguing that financial health is actually essential for providing quality care.
I see.
Think about it.
Yeah.
If you're constantly stressed about making ends meet.
Right.
How can you truly be present and attentive to your patient's needs?
It's like trying to perform a root canal while juggling chainsaws.
Right, right.
Not exactly the ideal environment for precision and focus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The book suggests that investing in your practice, whether it's new equipment, a skilled team, continuing education courses, or even just carving out time for strategic planning, is ultimately an investment in your patient's well-being.
Exactly.
By prioritizing the financial health of your practice, you're creating the conditions for a more stable, efficient, and ultimately patient-centered environment.
That's the goal.
This ties back to the concept of delegation as a form of leadership.
Right.
Building a strong team allows you to focus on what you do best, providing exceptional dental care.
For sure.
While ensuring that the business side runs smoothly.
Makes sense.
The book uses a wonderful analogy to illustrate this.
Okay.
The dentist as the conductor of an orchestra.
Interesting.
You don't need to play every instrument yourself. But you need to ensure that everyone is in sync.
Yeah.
Playing their part beautifully. And contributing to a harmonious whole.
I like that analogy.
And that's where systems and processes come into play, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
The book dives deep into the power of systems.
Okay.
To streamline workflows.
Yeah.
Reduce errors and free up your time and mental energy.
Right.
Think of it this way. If your practice operates like a well-oiled machine with clear procedures for everything, from appointment scheduling to inventory management, you can spend less time putting out fires and more time focusing on what truly matters.
I agree.
The book even encourages dentists to start thinking of themselves as CEOs of their practices.
That's a good point.
Which might feel intimidating at first.
Yeah.
But it's really about empowering yourself
okay.
to make strategic decisions that benefit both your business and your patients.
That's right.
It's about owning your role as a leader, not just a clinician.
Yeah.
Recognizing that the success of your practice depends on your ability to make sound business decisions.
Right.
Manage your resources effectively.
Yeah.
And build a thriving team.
Makes sense.
And the book offers some really practical advice for how to start implementing these changes.
Okay, like what?
One strategy that stood out to me is the concept of batching tasks.
Oh, interesting. Tell me more.
Instead of constantly switching between clinical and administrative duties, dedicate specific blocks of time to each.
Okay.
Just like Dr. Thompson's morning routine we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
An hour for business,
then
a dedicated block for patient care.
That makes sense.
It's about creating that mental clarity and avoiding the constant feeling of being pulled in multiple directions.
I can see that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about establishing boundaries and respecting those boundaries.
Right.
Which is essential for preventing burnout.
Absolutely.
And maintaining a healthy work-life balance.
That's so important.
This chapter is packed with insightful advice for dentists looking to find that sweet spot between healer and entrepreneur.
Yeah.
It's like a pep talk and a practical guide rolled into one.
I agree.
It really gives you permission to embrace both sides of your identity and recognize that they are not mutually exclusive.
Right.
In fact, they are deeply intertwined.
Absolutely.
Building a thriving practice requires both clinical excellence and business savvy.
I agree.
And what's really inspiring is that it emphasizes that achieving this balance isn't about sacrificing patient care.
Right.
It's about creating a more sustainable and fulfilling model for practicing dentistry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you're running a well-managed, financially healthy practice,
yeah,
you can provide better care,
uh-huh,
attract and retain a talented team,
right,
and ultimately experience greater professional satisfaction.
So for all the dentists listening,
okay,
what's one small step you can take this week to start finding that balance in your own practice?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe it's dedicating 15 minutes each day to business planning,
mm-hmm,
delegating one task to a team member,
yeah,
or simply reflecting on your vision for your practice.
Right.
And how you can better align your actions with that vision.
I love that.
Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
Uh-huh. Good one.
And neither is a thriving dental practice.
True.
But with the right mindset and the right tools,
yeah,
you can start building yours today.
I agree.
And one tool that's really revolutionizing the dental industry.
Oh, this is a good one.
And that we'll be exploring further in this series.
Okay.
Is AI.
Wow. Yeah. AI is changing everything.
Now, this is where things get really interesting.
For sure.
AI is transforming everything,
mm-hmm,
from patient communication to treatment planning.
Yep.
And we're seeing companies like Leverage AI.
Okay.
The company behind this book.
Right.
Really leading the charge.
Interesting. Leverage AI offers a done-for-you solution,
uh-huh,
that includes everything from CRM and AI integration to phones and omni-channel communication.
Wow.
It's like having a virtual assistant,
yeah,
who can handle all those behind-the-scenes tasks.
That's awesome.
Freeing you up to focus on what you love most, dentistry.
And they even have a special partnership program designed specifically for dentists.
Oh, wow.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by the business side of things, Leverage AI might be the perfect solution.
That sounds really helpful.
They can help you streamline your practice, automate tasks, and ultimately create more time for what you love doing most, dentistry. We'll be diving deeper into AI and its impact on dentistry in future episodes.
I'm looking forward to that.
But we wanted to plant that seed now.
It's a good idea.
Because it's a game changer, and we believe it's going to play a huge role in shaping the future of the profession.
I agree. AI is going to be huge.
So if you're curious to learn more about Leverage AI and their dental partnership program, we'll be sure to include a link in the show notes.
Perfect.
And in the meantime, keep those minds open to the possibilities.
Always.
Because the future of dentistry is exciting.
Yeah.
And it's here now.
It is.
And as we continue our deep dive into creating a thriving dental practice sooner, we'll be exploring all the ways you could be a part of it.
Awesome.
You know, one thing that really resonated with me from this chapter is this idea of embracing imperfection.
Oh, that's so important, especially in the business world.
Right.
We're so trained for perfection in dentistry,
yeah,
but in business, things are messier, more fluid.
It's about progress over perfection.
Right. Exactly.
Accepting that good enough is often good enough to get things moving.
It is.
And that same principle applies to so many other aspects of running a practice.
Yeah. Like what?
Like delegating tasks.
Okay.
Implementing new systems.
Mm-hmm.
Even just making time for strategic planning.
Yeah. That's important.
It's about trusting your team, being willing to let go of some control, and acknowledging that you don't have to do everything perfectly to be successful.
Right. It's about focusing on the bigger picture.
The book also stresses the importance of self-care.
Oh, absolutely.
Reminding us that if we're not taking care of ourselves, both physically and mentally,
yeah,
we can't possibly provide the best care for our patients.
That's so true.
It's about finding that balance between work and life.
Yeah.
Making time for activities you enjoy outside of dentistry,
mm-hmm,
and prioritizing your own well-being.
It's essential.
Whether that's spending time with family and friends, pursuing hobbies, getting regular exercise, or simply taking some time each day to relax and recharge.
I like that.
Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Good one.
Taking care of yourself allows you to show up as a better dentist, a better leader, and a better human being.
Absolutely.
This chapter is a real call to action for dentists to step into their full potential.
I love that.
To embrace both their clinical expertise and their entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
To build thriving practices that serve both their patients and their own professional goals.
That's the dream.
And to remember that creating a successful practice is a journey, not a destination.
So true.
There'll be challenges along the way, setbacks, and moments of doubt.
Definitely.
But with the right mindset, the right support system, and a willingness to learn and adapt, you can overcome those hurdles and build a practice that truly reflects your vision.
That's a great message to end on.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into chapter one of creating a thriving dental practice sooner.
I agree. It's been great.
I'm already looking forward to exploring the next chapter with you next time.
Me too. It'll be interesting to see where this goes.
Until then, keep those drills spinning and those business minds sharp. We'll be back soon with more insights and strategies for creating a thriving dental practice.